There are other occasions in the Gospels when we read of Jesus taking himself away. He needed time to pray, to reflect, and now to mourn the loss of John the Baptist. However, as soon as the boat reaches its destination, there is a large crowd of people waiting for Jesus. This morning, I'd like us to think about Jesus' response and his actions to that crowd. As Kim has already said, the theme of our service is a taste of the kingdom. And in the story of the feeding of the 5,000, we certainly see many aspects of God's kingdom. Jesus' initial response to the crowd is to offer hospitality. I think hospitality is one of those words that is often overused today. I did, as you always do, a quick wiki search, and it tells us that the hospitality industry is a broad category of events, including holidays, event planning, theme parks, transportation, and cruise liners. A hospitality unit such as a restaurant would have multiple groups: servers, housekeepers, porters, kitchen workers, bartenders, management, marketing, and human resources, etc., etc. But here we see a different picture of hospitality. When Jesus saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them. Compassion, a feeling, an awareness of need, a desire to come alongside. At times, I hope, we all have experienced that feeling of compassion. Sometimes it's as we watch the news or hear the news, and a story, in a metaphorical sense, just touches us. Perhaps a friend, a colleague, or neighbour finds themselves in circumstances such that we feel compassion. For Jesus, the solitude he was seeking is overwhelmed by his sense of compassion that he feels for this vast crowd. Jesus knows. He knows this group of people who've been walking around the lake are searching. They are looking for him. They're looking for him because they see in him the kingdom of God. Jesus understands. He knows the deepest need of the people around him. Just remember that story of Jesus in the crowd of people, and the woman with the flow of blood knows that if she touches the hem of his cloak, she will be healed. When those disciples when Jesus questions and says, "Who has touched me?" And those disciples say, "What do you mean? So many people are touching you." Jesus knew that someone had come with a particular purpose. Jesus knew everyone in the crowd, just as he knows each one of us here today. But his compassion is not like mine. Yes, I feel something when I hear of a person in need. Very often I don't actually do much about it, or I quickly forget. The kingdom of God means Jesus knows us. He knows who we are and how we are, and yet he still offers compassion. Jesus healed those who were ill. His compassion led to healing. So the kingdom of God is a place of healing. Of course, the words hospital and hospitality come from the same root. As we're well aware, many of the hospitals in this country were founded by religious orders to care for the poor and the sick. They provided places of safety for the vulnerable, where people could be cared for both physically and spiritually. Same is true in our hospitals today. We're fortunate to have an NHS service which provides care in a medical sense, but also in a spiritual care. But one of the tenets of the NHS is that hospitals must have regard to spiritual care. Now, we might have to hold on to that quite lightly, but it is there. Rightly, it's not limited to Christianity, but hospitals have chaplains and worship spaces where those in hospital can have access to spiritual care. Whilst I was in training, one of the things I did was to join a chaplaincy team at a hospital in Kent. There, the chaplains were along people in places of life, of healing, of trauma, of death, as well as being part of the teams involved in thinking about ethical issues. The role of a chaplain is to offer hospitality. It can be from simple things, pointing in the direction to the coffee shop or the X-ray department. It may be in sitting alongside those who are suffering. It may be in praying with people, taking communion to people, listening. Hospitality for healing is also demonstrated in other ways. The winter night shelter that which we host here in the winter, funny enough, is also a place of healing. Individuals who are in need find a place of safety, of warmth, of food, of companionship. But also ongoing support is provided to enable individuals to find housing and to be part of communities. For us, it's vital that we are supporters of our chaplains in hospitals and other organisations like the Winter Night Shelter by praying, by being encouragers, by giving of our time, our talents and our treasures. Just as Jesus healed those in need, so the kingdom of God is to be found at work in these places. If we were to be invited to a person's house, hospitality is generally what we would expect to be offered. Depending on the person and possibly the time of day, we would have different expectations. Maybe a drink, maybe something to eat. In this solitary place, the disciples encounter a problem. This large crowd of people who have been there for a while haven't anything to eat. Surely they started out with a picnic, and I think the lake probably provided them with the water to drink, but now they have nothing. So the solution is easy. The disciples say, "Jesus, send them to the villages so they can buy food." Not very hospitable, but I think we would say a reasonable answer. Jesus' response, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." I'm sure many of us will have been in a situation where we suddenly need to stretch a meal to cater for one or two more. You add a few extra potatoes or veggies to the casserole. We've got easy access to a stock cupboard of food, probably. But 5,000? That would be impossible. The disciples tell Jesus, "All we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. That small amount is taken by Jesus. He takes what there is and he gives thanks and he breaks it. The disciples feed all 5,000 men plus the women and the children from 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The crowd are fed so that they are satisfied and a miracle has occurred. The kingdom of God is, of course, able to make the miraculous happen. For us, we probably have all sorts of questions of, how did that happen? Why were there 12 baskets left over? That is the mystery. It is a mystery. We cannot get away from it being a mystery. Food is a staple of life. And here we see Jesus provides for the crowd. It's part of hospitality, being given what we need. But in this miracle, there are reminders of the Last Supper. Jesus takes the bread, gives thanks, and gives it to the disciples. And in turn, our service of Holy Communion is partly an enactment of the Last Supper. The bread and the wine are offered, and we make a decision to receive. The bread and the wine are symbols to us of the death of Jesus. Jesus on the cross and his resurrection are the events that led to the kingdom of God being here now for each one of us. That is the hospitality offered to us and to our world. A hospitality to join with those who were part of the crowd at the feeding of the 5,000, those who down the years have continued to accept Jesus, and those who in the future will follow him. Later on in the year, there's a service of confirmation taking place at Holy Trinity in Redhill. And this is one of the ways in which we in the church mark our continued acceptance of the hospitality of Jesus. In the service of confirmation, we do as it says on the tin. We confirm our baptismal promises, sometimes made for us by parents or godparents. And then we say it's our desire to accept Jesus for ourselves. And so we receive the bread and the wine as symbols of his body and blood. The kingdom of God is here. We are able to taste the kingdom of God in a physical sense, in the bread and wine, but also taste the kingdom of God in other ways. Through the welcome that Jesus gives us, through the compassion that he has for each one of us, through the healing we receive through Jesus. Our reading from Isaiah has those words, come, come and taste. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Jesus says to each one of us, come, come just as you are. You don't need to bring anything with you except yourself. Come, because I offer to you hospitality. A hospitality that is everlasting and meets all your needs. Come. Let us pray. Lord, in the silence, let us listen to you. Lord our God, we thank you that you welcome us, that you offer us hospitality. Thank you that you take all that we are and all that we will do and be. And yet you still say to us, come. Help us to be open to receive you. In Jesus' name, amen.